surprising topics in halacha, and actually probably one of the most well-known topics in halacha, even though generally people don't learn Masechet Menachos, which is in the area of Kachim, unless they go to Brisk, and hopefully that will happen. However, this is one of the sugyos in Masechet Menachos that is often learned by Klal Yisrael, and really it's a very, very exciting sugya, one that is chock full of lumdus, as Rabbi Eichmann Shliten will tell you. And also, it happens to be a sugya that's very relevant, that's very practical to us in a real way, in a significant way, because right now we are ensconced in the middle of this mitzvah, Sfiras HaOmer. So what we're going to do is, I xeroxed a few Ma'amar Kamos that you may have noticed, and I don't plan on covering all of them, or probably most of them I'm not going to be able to cover, but at least the highlights, I hope that we'll try to, the extent that we can, we'll hopefully we'll discuss. I think I mentioned a number of times that the Torah actually, in a very striking way, when the Torah addresses Yomim Tovim, so the idea of Yomim Tovim is addressed by the Torah a fair number of times. Anyone could, once again, just review some of the Parshiyos, starting with the beginning of Bereishis, where Yom Tov is mentioned. Is Yom Tov found in Sefer Bereishis? Is any idea of Yom Tov, of the holidays, is it mentioned at all in Sefer Bereishis? And any of the Parshiyos in Sefer Bereishis? Gracious Noach, Lech Lecha, Vayera, Vayisora, Dovdus, Vayetze, Vayishlach, Vayeshev, Miket, Vayigash, Vayetze. What do you say? No. Not a mention of Yom Tov in any of those parashas. Now let's go to Shmos. Certainly there we do have mention of Yom Tov, namely in which of the parashas, not in Parashas Shmos. So, although there you certainly have the backdrop for Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Parashas Vayera, Bo. What about the Parsha of Bo? It's a very popular Parsha. You have it mentioned in the Karban Pesach. And you also have mention of, specifically, which Yom Tov is mentioned in Parsha of Bo, obviously? Pesach, correct. And it's very significantly featured in the Parsha of Bo. So that's in the Parsha of Bo. Then we continue. B'Shalach. Does B'Shalach have any reference to the idea of Yom Tov? What's mentioned in Parsha of B'Shalach? The idea of the Man, of course, which is related to Shabbos. So that is certainly very much a central feature in the Parsha of B'Shalach. Yisro has the Aseret Hadibros, and then we have Mishpatim. What about Mishpatim? Mishpatim has a mention of Yom Tov. It's a very significant mention. So really we have two so far parshas that deal with Yom Tov. One is Bo, one is Mishpatim. The rest of Shmos, as you know, Trumuk, Desavik, Sisa. What about Vayakel? What's mentioned at the beginning of Vayakel? Which idea is mentioned? Which Yom Tov is mentioned? Or which holiday is mentioned? Beginning of Vayakel, first week's looking? Shabbos, correct? Shabbos is mentioned, and but no idea of Yom Tov is found in Vayakel. So far we have two parshas that deal with Yom Tov, Bo, and the Parsha Mishpatim. Yes?
Isn't there like a little part of Kitisa which shows that?
Yes, I'm happy you, on top of things, I was about to get back to it. I was wondering if you remember that. I'm familiar with this because I heard Rabbi Soloveitchik speak about this many, many times. Parsha Kitisa, as you indicate correctly, mentions both Shabbos and also Yom Tov. Are you a Balkari? You must be a Balkari.
That's Rabbi
Mitzvah Parsha. Baruch Hashem. Great. Anyway, so we have three parshas in Shmos that deal with Yom Tov. Again, Bo, and Mishpatim and Kisisa. Now, whenever Yom Tov is being mentioned so many times, we have to be concerned about why the Torah feels the need, why it feels constrained, to repeat the idea of Yom Tov on many occasions. I'm not discussing, that's not the focus of my shiur right now, but I'm just pointing it out to you. Now, in Vayikra, turning to the third Sefer in Chumash, so where do you have, of course, the primary Parsha, those of us who have learned Masechet Megillah, which is basically the whole Yeshiva, and the Mishnah writes at the end of Megillah, the Mishnah speaks about a Parsha Samoadim. Where's the Parsha Samoadim found?
Emor,
correct. Emor is called the Parsha Samoadim par excellence. Emor probably has the most significant mention of Yom Tov found in all the Parshas that I'm referring to is Dafka Parshas Emor. Emor actually begins, the idea of Yom Tov begins with what? What has it introduced by the Torah? First it mentions Shabbos. Shabbos is also considered to be a Yom Tov. And then it mentions all the other Yom Tovim and they're found more or less chronologically. In chronological order, that's how it's presented in Emor. It's called the Parsha Samoadim par excellence. But beside that Parsha, means we already mentioned three in Shmos, one in Vayikra, correct? Any other mention of Yom Tov that's found in Sefer Vayikra? Is there anything in Bahar Michul Kosai? Let's say Parshas Bahar. What's mentioned in Parshas Bahar? Is there any idea of Yom Tov mentioned in Parshas Bahar per se? No. You're arguing correctly. What about Dvarim now? In Dvarim, of course, there's one primary Parsha that deals with Yom Tov, but that is? The Parsha that's read in Chutzar. Those of you who are in Chutzar, it's undoubtedly, I miss Aser to Aser. Even though I still feel I gain more by making Aliyah, living in Eretz Yisrael, even though I miss Aser to Aser. Anyway, Aser to Aser is a Parsha that's found in Rei, Re'e is a very, very significant parasha regarding Yavam Tovim. And unfortunately, the reason I mention is because you have to examine carefully every single mention that the Torah has in Chumash and try to figure out why the Torah felt the need to obviously recapitulate and once again re-articulate the idea of Yom Tov so many times. I'm just mentioning that to you by virtue of introduction to the issue at hand. On the first page you have in front of you, you will see that the Parsha Omer of Mitzvos Yasa always mentioned twice in Chumash. You have it here on page number one. It's mentioned number one in Parsha Zemor, and it's also mentioned in the Parsha Re'e. So we're just going to read a number of the psukim. First, I'm reading the psukim that I underlined here in the right-hand column on page number one, where the Torah says, again, the backdrop, as you know, is the Torah first introduces the mitzvah of Ktziras HaOmer and Havaas HaOmer. They're two separate mitzvahs. One is to read the Omer, cut it, and the other is, of course, the mitzvah to bring the Omer. That was the carbon that was brought. When was that carbon brought, the Omer, of course? On? Correct. Machas HaShabbos, which is when? When is Machas HaShabbos?
Second day
of Yom Tov, correct. And that's what the Torah introduces, the Parsha of Ktziras HaOmer. So now let's read the psukim. So now the Torah says, Usfartem lachem yimachas HaShabbos. Does everyone see it, the underlying section? Usfartem lachem yimachas HaShabbos, miyom aviyachem esom ha'atznuva, sheva shabbosas tmimas tehiyana. Now this pasuk alone needs 300 hours of discussion. I'm not exaggerating. There are many, many elements in this pasuk that really beckon to us. First, the first item that you should notice right away is the Torah uses Loshen Rabin. Usfartem lachem. Why does he use Loshen Rabin? Why is the plural form used over here? If I'm not mistaken, now that I see Rabbi Reichman Shlita, Rabbi Reichman wrote an article about this many years ago. I saw it actually accidentally. Someone showed it to me. Where he actually cited, if I'm not mistaken, from Avshetah Sefer Eretz HaTzviya, from the Cheskuni, if I recall correctly, Tzvei Dinim. I'm not going to discuss that right now, but that's a very significant Cheskuni that Soloveitchik actually introduced to the world. But here, the Torah uses the Lashon Usfartem Lachem. Usfartem Lachem refers to Lashon Rabin, is the plural form. Why is the plural form used here? The mitzvah Tzviyas HaOmer, as far as you know, is it a mitzvah that is a Chovas Yochid, or is it a Chovas Tzibur? Is it correct? You said correctly. It's a Chovas Yochid, so why would the Torah say Usfartem Lachem? I'm sure that troubles you. It should trouble you. And the Gemara actually comments on this. The Gemara says, Usfartem Lachem Shetei Tzviya L'Chalecha V'Yechom. That each one is obligated individually to count the Omer, yet the Torah uses Lashon Rabin. So that needs a separate attention. I'm just pointing out to you. Of course, the next expression, which is almost impossible, the Gemara deals with the Menachas, Mimachas HaShabbos. And as you said correctly, when is that? Mimachas HaShabbos is the? Why does the Torah use such a striking expression, such a rather, I would say, distinctive expression to describe it? It's here to say, Miyom Sheni Shal Pesach, as opposed to Mimachas HaShabbos. So what does Shabbos refer to? You see here that Shabbos, apparently, Pesach is also called Shabbos. And the question why this language is used, as you know, is the subject of the big machlokes in the Prushim and the Tzdukim. When exactly the Omer, when do you start counting the Omer? How did they understand the Tzdukim, the Pasuk? Sunday. Torah says, counting, Mimachas HaShabbos, the day after Shabbos. They took the Pasuk literally. They understood everything literally. They took the Torah, actually, Kipshuto. They interpreted everything in a very literalistic kind of way, which as a result created many, many problems, as you can imagine. And Chazal clearly argued with the Tzdukim, and the Prushim clearly understand the Pasuk, as you indicated, the second day of Pesach. But the question why the Torah uses this striking expression, if you're interested, you'll take a look at Bamei Simcha in the Meshech Chochmah, a very beautiful explanation that he has of this phrase. I continue. Miyom HaBiyachim Esom HaTznufa. What's the nature of that statement? The Torah is telling you that when's the mitzvah actually, in terms of the time frame of the mitzvah, when's the mitzvah begin? It's associated with the time that the Omer is brought. And when is the Omer brought, as you indicated, on the second day of Pesach, correct? Miyom HaBiyachim Esom HaTznufa. So is that included here, shall we say, is that also connected to Ktziras HaOmer, or is the Torah simply defining the time frame? The Torah is simply telling you what the context, in terms of time, that Ktziras HaOmer is supposed to take place from the time you bring actually the Omer HaTznufa. It's a very significant issue, discussed by many Mefarshim. And then it says, Sheva Shabbos Tmimos Tehiyana. Again, a very striking phrase, which means, how do you translate that? Seven?
Complete weeks.
What do you say about the term Shabbosos? Sheva Shabbos, as opposed to what should it have said? Sheva?
Shavuot.
Tmimos Tehiyana. What's the language of Sheva Shabbos Tmimos Tehiyana? And the language of Tmimos. What does Tmimos mean? So you saw undoubtedly that there's a big machlokes of Rishonim regarding Tmimos. What did you see when you looked at least even the first page? What did you encounter regarding the issue of Tzmimos, even if you didn't get to the second page, which deals with the taste of Menachos?
Well,
What's the issue regarding Tmimos? When does Tmimos begin? What does Tmimos mean? How do you translate Tmimos? What does it mean to be a Tummy?
Always.
To be what? Always, okay, that's good, that's a good translation. What else?
Complete.
Complete, good, okay, Tmimos. You know, it says that Yaakov, you know that Yaakov and Esau are describing the Torah. How's Yaakov described as Ish?
Tam.
You know, some people, someone showed me among the many Haggadahs that I saw this Pesach, Tam Mahu Omer. And so I saw a number of very fascinating Haggadahs. I think I mentioned this already many times. In one of the Haggadahs, it says, Chochem Mahu Omer, what does the doctor say? Mind-boggling. I have that Haggadah in my house. I could bring documentary evidence. What does the doctor say? What do you say to that? Chochem Mahu Omer? Every Jewish child should be a doctor. Isn't that obvious? Chochem Mahu Omer, the proof in this Haggadah. What does it say for the Tam? So one Haggadah I have says, what does the simpleton say? Simple Simon? What does Simple Simon say? Is that the proper translation of the word Tam?
No.
How do you translate? You just translate it differently. You just translate either complete. What was the other translation?
Always.
Like consistent.
Always means Lashon Tamid, correct? How do you know that Tmimos means Tamid? What do you say there? What's the marker for that? I'm willing to accept what you say, you have to bring a source. Bring a proof to that. The other translation seems to be a bit more in sync with the term. Namely, the term Tmimos means that it has to be complete, but the question is, when does complete, how does that, shall we say, realized? So in order to realize Tmimos, there are two possibilities. One is that you should count starting from when? When do we start counting Sfiras HaOmer? I don't know if you saw the Baruch Taisis. Or Taisis Menachos, or Taisis Megillah, or Taisis anywhere. But anyway, so when do we start counting?
Second night.
The second night, correct. And when should we start counting? What point should we start counting from? I'm asking, now what does nighttime mean?
Beginning of the day.
Very good. You sound like you know the Rambam. What does that mean?
You don't know the Rambam.
You don't know the Rambam. Okay, but you are Manabi like the Rambam. Anyway, so whatever the Rambam means, but I'm just saying, but what does Tmimos mean? The word Tmimos could either mean, as you indicate, at nighttime. What does nighttime mean? Well, how do you define night, generally speaking?
Shkia.
What? Shkia, seis. So those are the two possibilities. That nighttime is either Shkia, nighttime is seis. So let me ask you a question. When do you start counting Sfiras HaOmer, generally speaking? When do we count? From sunset or from the time that the stars come out? Seis HaKachavim, correct? You undoubtedly learned Rabbi Reichman in Sefer, and Rochus, right at the beginning. You'll see a long discussion on this topic. A very significant discussion. I actually went through the whole Sefer. But anyway, I'm not doing myself one day. Anyway, the Tmimos ostensibly begins meaning at nighttime. Nighttime means with Tesek Chum. That's what the Gemara says. Beginning of Brachos, that Tesek Chum is considered to be nighttime. Can I count before then? In order for that to be Tmimos? Would that be a problem if I count before then? So here's where you have a very famous discussion among the Rishonim. And that's discussed here. On the bottom of Taisa Megillah and Dachof, it's also discussed in the page number 2. Maybe we'll read page number 2 for 1 second. Look at number 2. There's a Gemara in the Nachas. I'm going to read that in a few minutes. But the Tosfos that says Zecher LeMikdash. Taisa says Nira the Sabik Hashecha Yochel Levarich. What does Taisa say? What is Sabik Hashecha? The twilight zone. When is the twilight zone? Between what and what? Between, as you indicated just now, between Shkia and Seis. If I have a Sabik Hashecha, I can make a bracha on the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Vein tzarech lahamtim ad sheivadei laila. So Taisa does not agree with you. Taisa says you don't have to wait till Taisa HaKachavim. Why? Kevon shehu sfeik v'drabanan. What is the assumption of Tosfos somehow? And this goes back to another question, which offhand one could argue is pretty clear from the passage that we just read. Namely, is the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer min ha-Torah today, or is it rabbinically ordained? Is it only the mitzvah of the Rabbanan or the mitzvah of ha-Torah? If you read the psukim that we just read in Emor, what impression would you have? The Torah obligates us to what? To count from the second day of Pesach, as you mentioned, from the time we bring the Omer Atnufa, Sheva Shabbos to Mirz Diyena. Does the Torah indicate that somehow this mitzvah is bound up with, shall we say, anything that we perhaps might consider this mitzvah to be only rabbinic in nature?
Well, if it's from Yom HaMitzvah Omer, we don't do that anymore, then
you never... Excellent. The way the Torah presents the first presentation in Emor would seem to be, as you indicate correctly, that Sfira is bound up with the idea of carbon. That some of the two are connected, there's no carbon today, and therefore perhaps one might argue the mitzvah is the Rabbanah. So that's what Taisa apparently assumes. Taisa says over here that since the mitzvah is only the Rabbanah, and now we're talking about And the Twilight Zone area, correct? The Twilight Zone is, as you know, a suffix. Is it considered to be Yom? Is it Laila? Here it tells, it says, Ain't Sarp Lahamtim. There's no need to wait. But what problem might one present to this thesis, which would be problematic in terms of thesis thesis? Namely, what's the issue? Namely?
Tmimo.
Where are the Tmimos? But Tosfos also argued that Tmimos can exist prior to nightfall, prior to Tzitzis HaChomer. That's what he seems to argue. On what basis? How does he contend that Tmimos also can somehow take place during the Sabbath HaShecha? Furthermore, Tosfos goes even beyond that. V'yod, see the Tosfos on page number 2 again. V'yod Omer, Yafilu B'yom Sabbath HaShecha Odif. Wow, he goes even further. He suggests that even during the day, you should be able to count. Why? Mishum Tmimos. Because of the din of Tmimos, this is a Pella also. Of course, he says, right away, Vein Nira. He's done to and right, Vein Nira. Why should Tmimos begin during the day? I could hear that someone might argue Tmimos begins during the twilight zone. But during the day, how could there be a possibility of Tmimos? Okay, this needs attention. I'm not going to give it right now. I'm back in the Psukim and Pasha Zemor. So that's one Pasha. Now look carefully, and the Torah says in the second Pasuk, Ad mimachas haShabbos haShviyos tisfu chamishim yom till mimachas haShabbos haShviyos. What is the Torah telling us? We count till when? We count till
the day after Shavuot.
Day after. Day after the 49th day.
The 50th day.
50th day. So do we count the 50th day? We don't count the 50th day. We only count 49 days. So number one, why did the Torah say to count 50 days? Secondly, why does the Torah express itself in such a very strange way? Ad mimachra sashava sashviyas tisbru chamishim yom. And then it tells you the krafta mincha chadash el Hashem, which is the carbon that's brought on Shavuos that the Torah describes miyad. Namely, what carbon is that called?
Shtei
alechem. Correct. Okay, but so what we see here on these psukim, just to summarize, is that the Torah tells us in Parshas Emor there's an obligation of Sfira from the second day of Yom Tov, as you mentioned, and the time frame is from the time we bring the Omer. And what is the obligation? What is the obligation, the way the Torah presents it here? So here the Torah seems to present two separate obligations. Or perhaps they're not two separate obligations, but rather they are, shall we say, coterminous. One obligation is Sheva Shabbos Tmimus Diyen. It means you have to count what? You have to count weeks, correct? 7 weeks. Sheva Shabbos Tmimus. 7 full weeks. And the other obligation, the Torah says, Tisbru Chamishim Yom, is to count days. It would seem that the Torah here is presenting a double obligation, correct? Counting weeks and also counting days. You agree? That's what seems to be the psukim over here. Okay. Now let's turn to, yeah.
How did the psukim read the second pasuk with me right now?
That's a very good question. It's not my issue right now. Okay. If you want to learn with me the psukim in office, I'll be glad to do it. And then we'll to really, you'll do so?
Yeah.
When are you going to do it?
Whenever it's available for you.
Today. Okay, fine. So then I'll read further now in Re'e. I have nothing to do today, so therefore I have, Baruch Hashem, a lot of time for you. If you look at the Pesuk in Re, upper left-hand corner, here the Torah presents the Middin of Siyas Omer slightly differently, it seems. Shiva Shavuot Tisbarlach, you're obligated to count what? 7 weeks. Mehochel Chemesh Bakoma, very fascinating pasuk. Can anyone translate those three words? Mehochel Chemesh Bakoma. Tochel Lisbar Shiva Shavuot. I mean, one thing is very clear. In the Pasha Re, the Torah only obligates us to count what? To count weeks. Is there any mention here of counting days? No. So we have one Pasha in Emor that seems to speak of both weeks and days, and the second Pasha in the Re that speaks only of counting what? Only of counting weeks. But it mentioned Behachel Chemesh Bakama, from the time you take the sickle, the scythe. How do you translate those words? You know, a sickle and a scythe? You're familiar with, you studied, you had an education in Boston, in the shadow of Harvard University. So what exactly, the sickle and the scythe are actually insignia for which country? Which countries?
Soviet
Union, correct. I see you've studied a bit about the Soviet Union, or Sovietologists, I assume. Anyway, Mehalchal Chemesh Makoma, so it says here, Chazal actually derived from this passage something very significant. How do you know there's an obligation when a person makes a birchas hamitzvah that you're supposed to do it in a standing position? So Chazal derived from this pasuk, Mehochel Chemesh Bakoma, Al Tikre Bakoma, Ela Bakoma. That you're supposed to do it, Koma refers to the standing tefuah, and Chazal Dashin Bakoma, Bakoma. Okay, I'm not going into that right now, I'm just mentioning it. But here you see, the Torah has obligated us to count weeks. Now, I'm asking you a simple question. Why did the Torah repeat the idea of Siyasa Omer twice? It already mentioned it anymore. Why the necessity once again to repeat in Bashas Re'eh to tell you the obligation to count Shavuos a second time? Why is it necessary? You hear the problem? What do you have to say? What would you say? Is there any difference between the context that's found over here? It was already alluded to. Is there any difference between the context that's found over here and the context that's found in Elmore? You mentioned before. I'm sorry? That's also a very important distinction. Shiva Shavuos Tisbar Loch. Here it tells you you're obligated to count individually. Correct? Excellent.
Also Shabbos and Shavuos.
Namely?
In the Usfart and Lachem, it says Mimarchas HaShavas, and then it says Shiva Shavuos and Sheva Shavasos.
But does the Torah actually mention the Yom Tov of Shavuos by name? It does mention it where? In which parsha? In Re'eh. Oh, right. Take a look. In the Emor, it's not mentioned. In Re'eh, the Torah says very clearly, V'yasisa chak Shavuos HaShem Elokecha. Correct? And the fact of the matter is that here, the Torah has told us that you will make Chag Shavuos, and one could assume that Chag Shavuos occurs when? Upon the completion of the 7 weeks of counting. That's what the Torah seems to say. But is there any connection to a korban over here in Parshas Re'eh? That's what you mentioned earlier, correct? In the Parshat Emor, you said correctly that if you take a look at the presentation, Emor would seem that there, the Sviyasa Omer is connected to what?
To the Omer.
Very clearly, the Torah presents it that way. However, in the Parshat Re'eh, where the Torah only presents the obligation of counting weeks, what is the acme, what is the pinnacle of the counting of weeks? The Torah says that we should go ahead at that point and do what? And make the Yom Tov of Shavuos. But here, it would seem that there's no connection to what? To a korban. Rather, it's a separate mitzvah, a separate obligation. And that obligation perhaps may have something to do, that's what the Rav argued very, shall we say, passionately, that it could be that the counting of the 7 weeks, in effect, is that which also ultimately is, shall we say, results in a declaration of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Almost as if the Yom Tov of Shavuos, the Rav had rayas from Divrei Chazal, but I'm not going to get into that right now. And also, apparently, there seem to be two separate aspects, if you will, of Siyasa Omer. One that's related to a korban, that's the Parsha Nemor, and one that seems to be related to establishing the Yom Tov of Shavuos, that's the Parsha that's found over here in Parshas Re'eh. But the second distinction, as you noted correctly, that here in Emor it's Lashon Rabin, and in Re'eh it's Lashon Yachid. And the other distinction is what we just said. The one is related to a korban, the korban ha'omer. The other seems to be totally unrelated to the korban ha'omer. It might very well be. And that this actually, I'll just, since I mentioned this right now, so I'll just point out, again, another very significant issue that's raised by the Rishonim. It's raised by the Tosfos here on the bottom of the page, and also by Tosfos Menachos. Maybe it's clearer in Tosfos in Menachos. Look at the Tosfos Menachos again on page number 2. And that's some of love. The Tosfos points out, there's a whole discussion in the Rishonim, regarding if a person does not count at night time. So there's a stira, there's a contradiction between two sources that are quoted in Chazal. Tosfos here refers to the stira. I'll read the language of Tosfos on page number 2. You see some of them, and I'll get back to the Gemara, I hope. Tosfos here says the following. After the first part of Tosfos we read, and Tosfos contended also that one could actually count even Samach HaShecha, and he says, Odid Mishum Tumimo, so that seems to be very difficult. Now I'm reading the line number 7. Ve'echa d'shochav lisbor ba'layla pasak b'hag she'sofer b'yom. The person did not count at night time. What's the din? The b'hag says you can actually count during the day. How does he know that? V'chein ha'yonirim itov stam asis in the sof pirkin. There's a stam mishnah in Melachos Avaynal, Tisnan, mitzvaso ba'layla liktzor, yiniktzor ayom kosher. The Mishnah says over there that v'chatchila, when does the k'tzira sa'omer take place? At night time. But if the k'tzira takes place during the day, what's the din? It's kosher. So what do you see from that Stam Mishnah? That the Baha came to the conclusion that if I don't count at night time, the Torah says that v'chatchila wants you to count at night. If I don't count during the night, I can count during the day. That's what the Baha says. Aval nirav in etam ikar idach stam adam asis in the perishen de begillah. However, there's another Stam Mishnah here. So unfortunately, I didn't Xerox it too carefully. On page number 1, lower left-hand corner, there's a famous Mishnah Megillah Dachov. The Mishnah writes, it tells you all the mitzvahs that are relevant during the day, that are operative during the day. And it tells you also, Kol HaLayla Kosher L'Tziras HaOmer. You see that? I sort of underlined it. Kol HaLayla Kosher L'Tziras HaOmer. That implies that what? That the Tziras HaOmer can only take place when? At night time. And that's what the Tosfos here, back in Menachos on page 2, Tosfos quotes this Tam Mishnah, that this Tam Mishnah says, V'dakinu minod, v'toni laila, dumna diyom, ma diyom, ba'layla lo, after laila ba'yom lo. So therefore, you cannot do it during the day. So we have actually almost a contradiction of the Mishnah Megillah with the Mishnah Menachos. So what do you do when you have such a contradiction? When you have, let's say, literally a contradiction of two Mishnayos. That one says you can do it during the day, one says you cannot do it during the day. So here, Tosfos points out, Tosfos says this here. He also says this in the Tosfos on the bottom of page 1 in Megillah. In both places he points out that the Ikar Stam is which one? Is the Stam Mishnah that's found where? As he points out in Megillah. And therefore, the assumption is, according to this, against the position of the Bahak. The Bahak says that one can actually count during the day. The only question is, you take a look at the bottom now of the Tosfos on page 2, the end of the Tosfos. Old Pasuk Baal Halachas Gedolos. And this is a very significant statement of the Bahag. And then there are two more statements of the Bahag since I started it already. I didn't plan on doing this, but okay. Old Pasuk Baal Halachas Gedolos. Shem Hifzik Yomecha V'Losav HaShub En HaSofer. That you understand, right? If I miss one day, so what happens? I can no longer count. Why? What's missing? Tmimos. We shouldn't avoid Tmimos. Tosfos says, V'tei Magdelahu V'lo Yitochen. What are you talking about? What's the problem? What is the problem that bothers Tosfos? Why is there a problem over here? Why is there a problem that Tosfos calls it a tamer gedola who below you talking? Why is it tamer gedola? Isn't it obvious? You have to have tamimus means one long continuum, and if you have a break in that continuum, something is lacking in tamimus. So what's Tosfos bothered by? How would you explain this tamer gedola below you talking? No, what would you say? A svara. I'm not asking you for just a svara. No? Okay, you answer all the questions today.
Shmuz versus Yaman. And it says Shavuos, which is like 7 complete weeks. So can you still count the weeks?
I mean, you're saying the idea of Tamimos is only mentioned regarding what?
Weeks, not days.
Regarding weeks, not days. Help them, I said. You hear what he said? Everyone hear what was just said? The Sheva Shabbos of Tamimos, the Torah mentions over here, it's only mentioned in Parsha Emor, is only mentioned regarding what? Regarding weeks. There's no mention of Tzimimus regarding days. But doesn't the Torah say also in Emor Tisru Chamishim Yom? I think people, when they count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, as opposed to 1, 2, 8, 9. What?
Doesn't say anything about...
There's no deal of Tzimimus. I mean, it says you should count 50 days. How would you go about counting 50 days if I missed day number 8 in the middle there somewhere?
9, 10, 11, 12.
You just skipped it, but it's not a problem. It's still called the count of what? Of 50 days. That's a Chiddush Gadol, what you're saying. But anyway, the Achrayim suggested what you just say, I've chatted in this place, that's what they suggest. It says, no Dinah Tzimimus mentioned by Yomim. The Dinah Tzimimus is only mentioned by Shavuos and not by Yomim. Okay, there are other ways of learning the Tosfos, I think that I'm not interested in them right now, because I'm interested in one other thing. The Bahag has also a commentary. Take a look on page 1. Since we're already discussing this already. The Bahag on the bottom of the page, Tosfos. Third line from the bottom. Bahag Kosa. You see that? It's a... the fourth word in the line. If you forgot to make a bracha at nighttime, what do we see before in the text of Menachos? There we see if you didn't count at nighttime, the Bach says you can count during the day. But he didn't tell you whether you count the day with a bracha or without a bracha. So what does it say over here? How do you count during the day when you do count? Without a bracha. But if you forget a day and a night, 24 hours, then you won't count with the bracha. The bina tmimos v'leka. Here he doesn't, shall we say, question what he questioned in Menachos. Here he accepts it that you require tmimos v'leka. Now, why is it that a person has to count without a bracha? The halacha is that's what Tosfos says. V'chein halacha that a person who forgot to count at nighttime counts through the day without a bracha. Why? Because obviously there's a suffix whether one should be counting when bichlal during the day. Correct. There's a suffix whether one counts through the day. That's what we saw based on the two Mishnayos, the Mishnah Megillah, the Mishnah Masechet Menachos. But the Baal Halacha Gedolos apparently had no suffix. So if that's the case, if he holds he can count during the day, so why does he hold he count without a bracha? It looks like I'm only talking to one person. Okay. So why is the Bahag say you count without a bracha? You hear the Kasha? If apparently he has no suffix, but Harai, he holds he can count during the day, so why do he count during the day without a bracha? Why does he paskin that a bracha is not made? That's one question. A second question in general is with reference to the issue of the obligation of women in this mitzvah. It's a very famous Rambam. The Rambam says, actually, when he quotes his halacha, it's on page number 2. In halacha chavdala, upper left-hand corner. Mitzvah zu al kol ish v'yisrael v'chol mokum v'chol zman v'noshim v'avodim turim imena. The Rambam said the women are exempt from this mitzvah. Ostensibly, why are they exempt from this mitzvah? Because it is a
shazman
grama. Why is it shazman grama?
Because it's entirely reliant upon when you're bringing the korban.
Yeah, the Torah says miyom aviyachem esom ha'atzuva. That's called the shazman grama, a mitzvah that's bound up with time. I'm not going to get into the discussion how to define mitzvah say shazman grama. That itself is the subject of the big machlokes. But let's assume simply, as Menachem said, that since it's bound up with the korban ha'omer, therefore a woman is exempt from this mitzvah, as the Mishnah Kedusha writes in Chatzes, she's exempt from mitzvah say she has man groma. But there's a famous Ramban in Kedusha, and this Ramban is discussed by Soloveitchik a number of times, that women are obligated in this mitzvah. Women are mechuyev in the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, and the question is, l'chur, the Rambam is right. The Rambam is l'chur correct, as Menachem pointed out, it's a mitzvah say she has man groma. It's bound up with time. Why should the Ramban assume? I'm not, right now, taking the tack of the Abin Ezer assumes there's a tos in the Ramban. There's a mistake in the Ramban. Ramban didn't mean it. He didn't mean that it's mitzvah say when he writes over there that it's mitzvah say that women are chayevin shein lazman groma. The Rambam is right. It's mitzvah say shazman groma. I've heard many answers to this question. I'll tell you what I once heard in Maria from Rav Soloveitchik. He made the following suggestion based on what we just said now. He said that the mitzvah actually is divided into two. There are two aspects to the mitzvah. One is found in Parshas Zemor, and one is found in Parshas Vayit. The one that's found in Parshas Zemor is related to what, as you indicated correctly, related to the korban. And that, the Torah, in effect, is more or less defining what the Maisah mitzvah is. But it's connected to the korban. However, the second aspect, which is found here, where in Parshas Vayit, so that the Torah does not at all connect to a korban. That's connected to what? We want to build the Yom Tov Shavuos. How do you build the Yom Tov Shavuos? By counting, the Torah says, 7 weeks. So the Rav suggested, if that's the case, then as far as the Parshin Emor, where the Torah describes the Maisa Mitzvah, Usatim Lechem Rachaz HaShabbos, that only takes place at nighttime. It says, B'yom Aviyachem, B'som HaTznufa. And when did they do that? The Ksira Sa'omer took place at nighttime. And therefore, in effect, the sphere has to take place at nighttime as well. So someone who counts during the night makes a bracha. If a person forgets to count at nighttime, you do count during the day. However, in the count during the day, you are missing something. What are you missing? The connection to the korban. You're missing that aspect. And because you're missing the connection to the korban, therefore, on that kiyum hamitzah, which exists now, which is only one kiyum, the kiyum of Shiva Shavuos, Hisbalach, and the Parshin Re'eh, and that you don't make a bracha. Very novel suggestion of Rav Soloveitchik. That's how you wanted to answer. And that, by the way, would also explain why women are obligated this mitzvah. Yes, women are part of mitzvah, say Shazman Groma. It's true. Any mitzvah bound up with time, women are not obligated in. However, that's only regarding one aspect, the aspect of the Maisa Mitzvah. Regarding that aspect, women are part of because mitzvah, say Shazman Groma, as the parasha doesn't end more. However, the notion which is found in Re'eh, that Am Yisrael are sanctifying the Yom Tov Shavuos, they're giving sanctity to the Yom Tov Shavuos, that's not called mitzvah shesh man grama. Therefore, women are chayiv in this mitzvah. That's what explained the Ramban that's found in the Chiddush Ramban in Maseches Gedushin. Okay, that was just Derech Agav, a little, shall we say, how should we put it? The curioso for those who are very into Rav Soloveitchik's Torah. Yeah.
So, according to that, shouldn't women only count sfira during the day? So that's not mitzvah shesh man grama?
The chatchila, obviously, women have to, once they're already involved in the mitzvah, they should do it properly. I hear what you're asking, though. You're saying, since they only have that kiyum, there should only be a sphere for them during the day and not during the night. No, I don't think so. I still think they'll be obligated to count the nighttime the way the mitzvah is presented. Okay, I'm going back now to the Gemara Menachos itself, which I think is very significant, on page number 2. Just a little Gemara that also is very, very chock full of problematica. The Gemara on the bottom of the page 2. Okay, everyone following me? Gufa. You see the last 4 lines of the Gemara? Amar Abayi. Mitzvah the minni yomi and mitzvah the minni shrui. What does Abayi say? The mitzvah is to count both days and weeks. Rabbanit ve'avashi, the chachamim of the yeshiva ravashi, that's what they did. Mani yomi and mani shrui. They counted days and weeks. So we've seen the mitzvah is to count days and weeks. We understand that. Amemar money yomi v'lo money shvui, but Amemar only counted days and didn't count weeks. Why? Amar, he said, Zechel Mikdashu. What is the implication of that statement, Zechel Mikdashu? We're missing something, correct? The mitzvah today is only Zechel Mikdashu, and therefore the mitzvah is only, what would you call it? Midrabbanan. It's only rabbinic in nature, and since it's only rabbinic in nature, therefore, what should we do? Don't fulfill the mitzvah in toto, don't fulfill the mitzvah in its entirety, but rather, fulfill the mitzvah on a truncated kind of basis. Only days and not weeks. What do you say to that? What we don't have, shall we say, things that we do today, the Rabbanan, that we fulfill properly, the way it was done with Zman HaMikdash, for example. What's the classic case of a Takona, Chazal, that Chazal, Masaki, we do something, Zechel HaMikdash, Mishnah, Sukkah, and Dachno Elf, what does it say? Sukkah is not the favorite Masakta here. Megillah is more favorite. But what does it say in the Mishnah and Sukkah? Correct. It says, Vavechel Mitzakai, Minat Torah, how, when is one obligated to be kind of the mitzvah of lulav? How many days is the mitzvah of lulav in our Torah?
One day.
Lukach mechem ayim arishon. Except where? Except in the Beis HaMikdash. There the mitzvah took place a period of how many days? 7 days. Usmach neHashem alokem b'shivas yom. Correct? The most beautiful discussion of this is found in Rabbi Reichlin's father Shlita in his Sefer on Sukkah. Absolutely gorgeous. I heard those shiurim from the Rav on Sukkah. Wow. The connection between lukach dem and usmach dem. What he did over there was Baal Mephis beyond belief, and the Baal Horon, the Ramban, and all the Rishonim and the Tesis. Anyway, but Mekitzah Nimrods, so there's a mitzvah of 7 days only in Beis HaMikdash. Usmachnu Hashem Elokeinu Shivas Yomim. But the mitzvah of Ulakachtim is only 1 day. What do we do today? Do we take the lulav all 7 days? Yes. Why do we do so? I've never met Zakeh in the Takana to take it right? Zechel HaMikdash. Is the mitzvah of lulav today with Rabbanim Namin HaTorah? When you were Mekayim mitzvah lulav, where were you? You told me you were where? Tinek. Wow. So in Tinek, I think they're still Mekayim the Mitzvah Lulav, if I'm not mistaken. And what would you say? When they're Mekayim the Mitzvah Lulav, is that a mitzvah min HaTorah or min Rabbanan?
The first day would be min HaTorah and the rest would be min Rabbanan.
Excellent. And I've never met Zakeh min HaTakonah to take it all 7 days. Zakeh the Mikdash. But do they do the mitzvah any way differently than they did it, shall we say, if it were min HaTorah? Is there a difference in day one and the other days? You take the same Lulav, the same Esser, the same Dalaminim? So what in heaven's name is Amemah talking about? Why did Amemah say money yomi v'lo money shvui because it's Zechel HaMikdash? Why should that affect the Kiyum HaMitzvah? Why should that affect the way the mitzvah is performed? The mitzvah should be performed in the same way. Why does he assume somehow the mitzvah is truncated? You know what truncated means?
Completed or something?
Perform, shall we say, not in the complete fashion that it should be performed. Correct? Why should that be so?
If we're saying that Since there's no Migdash, we can't bring the Omer anymore, then there's no
Sphere Daraisa. There's no Sphere Daraisa, which happens to be the position of most Rishonim, right, with the exception of the Rambam. That has to be examined carefully, why the Rambam most Sphere Daraisa. But you're right, most Rishonim assume it's the Rabbanan. But again, should that affect, though, this issue? That one should only count, as he says, Amemar, one should only count days and not weeks. Why should that affect that issue? Are there any other mitzvahs that are Zechel HaMikdash today? So Tesis is a famous kasha. Tesis here in Megillah on the bottom of the page. Look at page 1 again. Tesis is the kasha. Yeah, this is a famous kasha. And the Rav has a famous Shtikl Taylor that's quoted by everybody. Rabbi Reichman, again, Shlita, refers to this Shtikl Taylor. V'yacha sheberach al asfira. Omri hi rotzen shibane. I don't know what you say when you say the Tzviyas Omri. I assume you say the bracha, followed by the Sira, and then you say, Harachamon Yachzilano, Avodas Pesavidish Min Kema. Is anybody who does something else before the Sira Salmer, who sings, Hineni Mucha Namzumam? I saw that in Shul Zuchutzaretz. Hineni Mucha Namzumam, Hineni Mucha Namzumam, Nekaye Mitzvah Saseh. But of course, they should say, Nekaye Mitzvah Saseh, Rak Beramba. Because only he holds the Mitzvah Saseh. The other Rishonim Macholikanim. But I don't think they say that. I asked the rabbi in a very prominent shul in New Jersey, where they sang, Hineni Mucha Namzumam. I asked him, how come he doesn't say, the Kayim Mitzvah Saseh, the Fiha Rambam. So he thought he wouldn't fit it with the niggi. That's a striking thing in general, you know. Anybody here say, Hineni Mucha Namzumam? Who says that?
I say it at the Seder.
Before when?
Before each coast,
you say that. Wow. Why not for only the Seder? Why not for Lula? Why not for, shall we say, Sfira Saimah? I'm curious that you should look into that. It's interesting why that Dafka Dalakosa were chosen and not anything else. I'm sorry?
Answer, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
So the kids will ask.
So So the kids are what?
So the kids will ask.
So the kids will ask. Okay, very good. Dafka over there, you say. But anyway, takes us to Kasha. Why do we say Harachaman Yachzor Avodah Savidishim Kaima? Mashenke B'tiyah Shofar B'luva. I'm only showing you this Taisa because you see that Taisa apparently held. There are other mitzvahs that are Zeg on the Mikdash. Lulav is also Zeg on the Mikdash, correct? Do we say by Lulav Harachaman Yachzor Lanu Avodah Savidishim Kaima? Anybody say it? Sfaradim Ashkenazim? Nobody says it. By Shofar. Shofar is also Zeg on the Mikdash. Where is Shofar Zeg on the Mikdash? I thought the mitzvah said the blow Shofar. Anybody here today? I thought it's mitzvah say to blow shofar. It's a puzzle in chumash. So where's the? But Taisa assumes somehow that shofar is also apparently a kind of what zechel mikdash. Okay, I'll discuss it separately. But the question is: so why is there a difference? Why do we say haracham only by sviyas haomer? So what is Taisa's answer? Look what he says. V'ayinu taimam. These are the most cryptic words that are found in any text in Shas. The fi she'ein ela askara the binyan mitzamidash. That with reference to the Sviyas HaOmer, what is Sviyas HaOmer? It's a Zeg HaMikdash, it's a Haskara to the Binyan HaMikdash. We ask Hashem, we hope that Hashem will have Rachmanis on us and will return the Beis HaMikdash to us. But in Shofar Elulav, there's what? There's Asiya. Rabbi Yochum Fisher Perla, in his Sefer, Rav Sadi Gaon, has several Mahalchim to understand this thesis. I still like the Mahalach of Maran Harav Zatzal. As always, we said the following, which I think is in the language of the Taisus. Namely, there are two types of Zechel HaMikdash. There's one Zechel HaMikdash, which he calls Zechel HaMikdash B'churbano. Because of the Churban HaMikdash, we unfortunately don't have different aspects, different things that could have, that really should have been had. We don't have them. And one of them, of course, is Sfiras HaOmer. Because Sfiras HaOmer, what's missing, as you said before, one could even say the Korban, Ikar Chasam and HaSefer. Correct? The main mitzvah is the Tziyas HaOmer, the Havas HaOmer. We don't have that. So therefore we say to Hashem, Haracham on Yachzilana, hopefully Hashem will restore to us, the Beis HaMikdash will resolve again to the mitzvah B'Shleimusa. So that's Zechel HaMikdash B'Churbano. But then the Rav said, there's another kind of Zechel HaMikdash, which he called Zechel HaMikdash B'Tifarto. That essentially, what are we doing now? We're doing the same they did when the Mikdash was operative, when the Mikdash was extant. We haven't changed anything. The mitzvah Lulav today, when we fulfill it, the mitzvah Shofar, is it any different than it was done with Man HaMikdash? It's exactly the same mitzvah. So it's Zechel HaMikdash, not B'Churbano, nothing is missing. Nothing is lacking. Because nothing is lacking, therefore Taisa says there's no need to say Haracham Anu Yachzir Lanu. Because Yesh Asiya, what does it mean Yesh Asiya? The exact performance of the mitzvah that we did then, we do now. And therefore nothing is lacking, because nothing is missing, there's no need to say Haracham Anu Yachzir Lanu. The Rav wanted to base it on a Paskin Echa, Zohar Yushalayim, Yimei Onyam Rudeha, Kol Machmudeha Shehoilam Mekedim, Tzvei Dinim, you see in the Paskin, I liked it. It's not the Rav's Chiddush, it's mentioned by many Pashonim on Echa. But whatever the case is, the way the Rav interpreted it, they see that we're supposed to remember two different aspects of Yerushalayim. The days of woe, W-O-E, you may honor Rudah, but also the days of Yor, the days of glory. Yerushalayim has glory and splendor. Kol Machmudah, Shehoi Lomim Mekedah. So the Rav said, these are two genres of Zechel HaMikdash. So when do we say HaRacham HaNeach Zilonu? Only with Zechel HaMikdash B'Churbanu, something is missing, something is lacking. And the Rav quoted the Balamor, the famous Balamor in page number 3, the Balamor has the kasha over Shenim asked, why don't we make Shechiyanu Basviyas HaOmer? Generally, when do we make Shechiyanu? A mitzvah habam is man l'zman, which means a mitzvah that comes every how many days? 30 days, correct? This is only a mitzvah habam is man l'zman. Why don't we make a Shechiyanu on the mitzvah Basviyas HaOmer? So what would you answer to this kasha? Why do we not make a Shechiyanu?
No,
lately I'm going to many, many chassidus, where normally this is a practice of Sfardim, and many Ashkenazim have adopted this practice. They get married, and then they say Shechiyanu on the talus. I'm not familiar with the minhag of Ashkenazim to put a talus over the head, but many do it now. So it's become very popular. People do things that are popular. That are exotic, or that have to do with schoolers, whatever it is. Usually nothing to do with halacha. But whatever the case is, so here I counted many, many chassidus where people actually make Shechiyanu, which is a beautiful thing. You know, they have the talus, becomes like the chuppah, of the chassim, the kala, and they make a shechiyanu. They can't make a bracha usually if it's after nightfall. They can't make the bracha the sadi batzitzin because you can only make that by yom, not by laila. But they make a shechiyanu on the talus. A very beautiful idea. And there are many. One of the questions that Balamor is raising here, which is raised by all the Rishonim, why don't we make a shechiyanu on Sfiras HaOmer? So what does Balamor answer? If you look in the last three lines, I sort of underlined it. V'yod shalamotzinu b'richas manel b'davar sheish bo shum hana. From the tilas lul shuvah l'simcha. Yotki asher v'lezikar medisrael abim shoshamayim. ומיקרו מגילה, חס רחמנה עלינו פרקינו, ופיניין הבן, שברך אבי הבן שחיינו, כשיעצה בנו מסווי נפל, just learned that Gemara, Gemara Shabbos, וכל שישו שלושים יום בעוד אבינו נפל, ולספי עשה עומר, top line to the next column, אין בו זכר לשום הנוער, what's the problem with ספי עשה עומר, there's no הנוער over there, why not? אלו לא אוגמאס נפשינו לחובים בייס מאביינו, what do we see in ספי עשה עומר? We underscore the fact that we no longer have a Beis HaMikdash. And therefore there's no Hanor, there's no Simcha. On the contrary, the element of Churban comes to the fore because we no longer have, as you said, the Karban, the Avos HaOmer, the Ksiyah HaOmer, and to a large extent, Ikar Chasim and HaSefer. Therefore the Baal HaMor says, you can't say Shechiyanu, there's no Hanor, there's no Simcha. That's why our salvation wanted to base on this Baal HaMor, also claimed to see in the Baal HaMor, the notion of Zechel, the Mikdash B'Churbanu. And the fact that we are, in effect, wailing over the Churban. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we can't fulfill the mitzvah properly. As a result, therefore, we say, Harachman, Harachzilano, we ask Hashem to restore to us the Beis HaMikdash. Masha'en Ken, Lula B'Shofar, the text says here, Yesh Asiyah, means the mitzvah is being fulfilled in its optimal way. The way it was done is not a Mikdash. Nothing is lacking. Nothing has been shortchanged. Masha'en Ken, when it comes to the mitzvah, Siyas Omer, there's only a Haskarah. Because Ikar Chasim Nasefer. What is the Ikar? The Karban Omer. We're missing that. I thought it's Meduyak Lahasli. When I heard this, I jumped for joy. I actually was doing a dance in Maria when I heard the Rav say this. Many years ago, over 40 years ago. I thought it was a Pashim Shad in the Tesis. Okay, let's not completely get carried away. I just wanted to point out in this Gemara, on page number 2, the question that we asked, namely, according to our Neymar, why is our Neymar only counting days and not counting weeks? And in general, you should know there are three shittas in Mishonim in this Gemara that are very, very famous. One shita claims that the whole machlokes in Amemar and Abaye is at a level of Daraisa. Is what are they arguing about? What are the Torah commandments to do? And even according to Amemar, he claims money yomi with amani shvui. He claims at a Daraisa level, there's a distinction between days and weeks. That's one mahalach in the Gemara. I'm not going to go into all the details. A second mahalach assumes no. The whole issue is a drabbanon issue. Namely, what were the Chazal? What did they tell us to do? Zechel Mikdash. What was the obligation that we had to do? Zechel Mikdash. Now, as I mentioned just now, the Baal HaMor knows the Abayi says that Zechel Mikdash still there's a mitzvah limin niyomi and mitzvah lishuah. And Amemar comes up with some idea that no longer is there an obligation of counting weeks. The obligation is only to count days. There's a third shita which the Rambam alludes to in the Sefer Mitzvahs and also Mishnah Torah. Namely, there are two separate mitzvahs. One is to count days and one is to count weeks. Okay, let's just say a little bit, Dibri Agoda. There's a very famous tinuch. I actually was going to discuss Halacha Lamaisa. Maybe I'll say another shiur. This way I'll do the second part of it. Page number 4 here. This is probably maybe the most famous chinuch in the Sefer Achinuch. If you look at where it says, Sharash Yad Mitzvah. What is the basis of Siyas HaOmer? So he writes, I want to read it. Al-Sar Abshat. I was lucky to hear many, many years ago from Agoyin HaMorach HaGitah Zatzal, a discussion in Cleveland. I was in Cleveland. And so I went to hear a shmooze he gave me on Israel. Cleveland, where are you? Thank you. That's right, you're right here. So I went to, he said a shmooze on Israel, and I was at that shmooze. I happened to be there in Cleveland. And he said on this Ebrahim, Mishor Sheh Mitzvah Al Tzar HaPshat, Vishakol Ikron Sheh Yisrael Einu Ala Torah. What is the essence of Klal Yisrael? The essence of the Jewish people is what? Is Torah, Limud HaTorah. Ubnei HaTorah Nivu Shamayim Va'aretz. The reason why the world was created because of the Torah, Kama Shekasev, Imlo Brisi Yom Balayla, Damish Nedarim, Chukah Shemayim Varetz Al Samti, also Pasuk Yom Biyal, Derachana. Vihi Ha'ikar V'asiba, Shenigal Lo Biyatzim Mitzrayim. Why did Hashem take us out of Egypt? For one primary reason, that is, to receive the Torah. Kedei Shekabu HaTorah V'sina V'yikaymuwa, Kama Shama Hashem L'Moshe. And then the Chinuch says, a Chiddush, which Rav Gifter was literally dancing all over the place. He says, Pshat the Pasuk, which the Chumah is not Pshat. The Torah said, "V'zelcha oz ki anochi shlachticha." You remember the context of that? What else was Moshe Rabbeinu shown? And what context is the Torah present these psukim in? "V'zelcha oz ki anochi shlachticha." This is the sign I'm going to send you. When you take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, they're going to worship Hashem on this mountain in Har Sinai. But what else are we referring to? What is the context there? The context is the
snare.
That's the oz the Torah is talking about. Has the chinuch interpreted? Uperish al pasuk. Hotziacha osam in Mitzrayim, yielcha osh etabnus alchim al harazeh. Turns the whole pasuk upside down. I can't discuss it right now. I'm interested in getting to one thing. Kolam hashem tekabu haTorah sheikra adbelah shebishvil zehem negolim v'itachlis atova. What's the ultimate good of Klal Yisrael? Limud haTorah. V'inyan gadol lohem yosef and acheres me'avdus. It's not just a question of emancipation. Have you read Harry Beecher Stowe, Uncle Tom's Cabin?
Yeah.
How come?
Never got to it.
When do you plan on getting to it?
Soon.
Soon? Hope so. We'll get a sense of what it was like, shall we say. Life before the Civil War and life of a slave. Unbelievable. Harry reaches so. Uncle Tom's cabinet, so your son. So Eliphaz. So he says, even more important than that, than being emancipated, Me'avdus Secheirus is what? Is the idea of Kabbalah Sator, which is the ultimate telos of Klal Yisrael. V'lachin yaseh Hashem osin loshe, ki atavol osin osa osa olam ala ikar, u'mnekein ki ikar en shol Yisrael, bavur en nigalo, we are only redeemed from Yisrael in order to be able to learn Torah. V'yobu l'chal agdu l'shodo alera. And therefore we count the Rachas Yom Bishol Pesach till the day of the Sinas HaTorah, and then he has the following language of Gifta just went crazy over. L'haros b'nafshenu ha-chepetz ha-godol la-yom ha-nichbod. Ha-nichsov l'libeinu ke-eved yishav tzeel. A servant, or someone who's in prison. Or you, I'm sure you read about the Holocaust. You just, many of you went to Poland, and you saw what life was in the Shoah. I can imagine, the Rav Soloveitchik described this many, many times in many different ways. Someone who was in the Shoah, people who literally did not know when the next piece of bread was going to come from, and they were literally abodim in the classic sense of the word, and they weren't able to breathe, not only physiologically, but also, existentially, they were literally servants, they were abodim. And an Eved says, the Yichinuch Shoet Tzel, he's looking for a breath of fresh air, a glimmer of light, we'll be able to be emancipated from that Cheres. And that's exactly what Klal Yisrael, that's what the Torah did for us. The Torah actually says the Sefer HaChinuch is the ultimate telos of Klal Yisrael. Liman HaTorah. That's where we are markedly different than every other nation in the world. The Avraham Avinu writes in a similar kind of fashion that Am Yisrael is only Am Yisrael because of the Torah. Because that's what makes us unique, that's what makes us distinctive. The values of the Torah, the ideals of the Torah, and therefore Liman HaTorah really is the ultimate goal of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's exactly what Sfirah Somer is all about. Sfirah Somer is the countdown. Every day we count, Hayom Yom, Hayom Asara Yomim, Achadesra Yom. Why? We're counting down towards that great moment when we'll be zochet to Kabbalah Sator. Baruch Hashem, you here in Yeshiva. Now we just, day after the Chufshas HaChag, Pesach, once again, we are in this period of time where all of us have the opportunity to achieve unbelievable goals, even in a short period of time, the period of time for Pesach to Shavuos. It's the period of time that Ramban calls it the Chol HaMoed. Calls it, this period of time is Chol HaMoed, Ramban and Nemosh. And this period of time is the time actually, and Shavuos he calls Atzaret and Pischa. That's the culmination of the Yom Kippur Pesach. The culmination is that the Chinuch writes, Kabbalah Satorah. We have the opportunity to be Mekabel Torah. If we learn Torah Bahasmada, we learn Torah diligently, industriously, with a Cheshek, with Simcha, we feel enveloped by this sense of recognition of whom we are, and why are we, shall we say, why are we whom we are? The answer is only because of Torah. That's what elevates us above everyone else. And halavai yiritz Hashem, we should be zoche during this next, how much time is left?
8 weeks.
Baruch Hashem, we have a glorious opportunity during these 8 weeks to reach tremendous heights, to accomplish tremendous things in Kabbalah Satorah. That's the Sfiras HaOmer, the countdown to Matan Torah, which is the greatest pride and joy of Klal Yisrael. That's the pinnacle of Simcha that one can achieve. Halavai, we should be zoche.
Thank you.